Hey everyone, saddle up and get yourself ready for the Horse Business Advice Podcast, where I share tips and insights for horse business owners around the world on all kinds of things to do with running your business. I'm Melody, online horse business coach, mother, lover of horses, collector of far too many saddle pads, and unicorn obsessed. I'm absolutely passionate about helping equine-related businesses get the confidence to move forward and get organized enough to be able to still have a life and a business at the same time. Now, I don't want you out there struggling to find the help you need, wondering what the hell to do next. I'm here to tell you that you do not have to go on this journey of horse business alone. So come along and join my free Facebook group, Equine Entrepreneurs Horse Business Advice, and be part of a really supportive and thriving community of horse business owners from around the world. Welcome, welcome everyone. It's Melody here. And in today's episode of the Horse Business Advice Podcast, I'm going to talk to you about dealing with negative feedback. Now, 9 times out of 10, we're going to be talking about negative feedback on a Facebook account or a Google business page, but it could also be just a post on social media somewhere that you see or someone comments on something of yours. And the first thing that happens when we get negative feedback typically is we see red and then we get super upset and then the angry vibes come in and then the fear vibes come in and is this going to destroy my business? And I want to talk to you about just first of all, before you do anything, take a breath. Now, I once saw a business page that had some negative feedback posted as a review. And the page owner didn't handle it all that well. In fact, it was a massive turnoff, if I was being honest. And I would never have dealt with that business because of the unprofessional way that they handled it. But what I can see happened is that the person that left the feedback, they were a bit blunt and they were a little bit rude. I'll have to admit, it was probably a few more unnecessary comments than helpful. But the business owner didn't take a breath, picked up their phone, picked up their keyboard, whatever, and just went for it. And it just escalated and went from bad to worse. Now, it's the sort of thing that you see in this, horse advice and discussion pages or that sort of thing where arguments get out of control and mudslinging and that sort of thing. But you should never be doing that on a professional business page. And I would hope if you're the kind of person that's actually taking the time to listen to my podcast, you're probably not going to be doing that sort of thing anyway. But what it did make me realize was that it's worth having a chat about how to deal with negative feedback because, we all get very upset if we find out that somebody doesn't like us. And, perhaps as we get older or as things happen in our life, we do get the ability to just go, I don't care, life's too short, whatever. But 9 times out of 10, I see people getting really upset and I understand it. I'm super, super sensitive. I get my feelings hurt at the drop of, you just look at me sideways and you've hurt my feelings. Honestly, it is, perhaps it's a superpower, perhaps it's a weakness, perhaps it's a combination of the two things. But I know for me, I'm very sensitive. So I have to take a breath if anybody gives anything other than glowingly positive feedback. Lucky for me, that's mostly what I get. But anyway, that aside, I reckon there's two possibilities. When you get negative feedback, there's two possibilities. First of all, the person leaving the feedback is being nasty, they're being unreasonable, they're being unfair, they've got some other agenda, they have some issue that they're venting and you happen to be the battering ram. The second option is the person has left valid feedback and they have a valid complaint. So it depends on which one that is. So the first thing is you need to do is establish exactly what the feedback was. Do they have a valid complaint? Do you think if you were in their shoes, was it fair enough? And it's beside the point of whether they chose to private message you or air it on social media. The point is do they have some comeback? Like, is there some reason that it's fair enough that they have a complaint, even if they didn't necessarily handle it? Or are they just being a dick? Sorry for those who might have kids in the car. Are they just being naughty, I should say? So if they're just being unreasonable, then you can handle it in a slightly different way. But, you know, the approach is generally the same. No matter which one it is, whether they are being unreasonable or they have a valid complaint, and no matter how they approached it, the important thing is you do need to, first of all, take a breath and then respond to the review on the page. Now, I personally recommend you wait. You sleep on it. You check it with someone else. You just take a moment, because we can get so offended and we can get so emotional about it. Sometimes that can show in a response. You know what it's like when somebody says something and you instantly fire off a message, and then an hour later, perhaps you've cooled down and perhaps that's not exactly what you would have said. So for me, I tend to never respond quickly to things like that. I need a moment to think about what I'm going to say. But ultimately, no matter what is said, you need to respond to the review on the page. Now, the reason you need to do this is that if you have, let's say you have 100 reviews and 99 of them are glowing, and then there's one absolutely scathing review where somebody has said complete outright lies, perhaps, and they've said all sorts of nasty, horrible things and aired some stuff about you that's not appropriate and whatever, people aren't going to judge you on that one review. But I tell you what they are going to judge you on how you respond to them. So that's going to be the important thing. It's not about what that person says. It's how you cope with it and how you manage it. So number one, stay professional. The moment you start pulling stuff into the conversation, putting that person down, picking on their spelling, saying things negative for them, about them, saying, arguing with them, that is all going to reflect badly on you. So keep it professional at all times and stay on point. Don't go off on a tangent. Just address the situation at hand and nothing more. So sometimes it might be a matter of saying, and you know, I had someone, a client have this happen to them, that they sent a client a saddle pad and they chose to fold it in half to mail it. And the person was not happy with that. There was a slight fold mark that when it arrived, which of course, as we all know, had it been hung up for 24 hours, that would have disappeared. But that person chose to go on a scathing rampage on her Facebook page. And so the way to respond to that was to actually say, you know, this is what happened. This is the solution that we have offered you. You've chosen not to take that solution. So, you know, we're sorry that we folded the saddle pad. It can be unfolded. The fold can come out if you just hang it up overnight or put it through the washing machine or what, you know, whatever your solution is to fix that small issue. We're sorry that, you know, you're unhappy with it. But keep on point. So keep it professional, keep on point. Only talk about what they have actually shown. And the other thing is you can offer people something within reason. So look at your terms and conditions and, you know, don't be giving people full refunds for something like the saddle pad had a slight fold in it that you know that the next day it will come out. So, but offer a refund of something that, you know, isn't fit for purpose. And, you know, of course, you have to understand your own country's consumer laws, but also your own terms and conditions, which can't trump consumer law. So consumer law comes before your terms and conditions. You can't override that. But make sure that you are sticking to those things. You can, and often, you know, when people do get fired up and they decide to go on a little rampage and rant on people's social media, then they're often at the point where you've offered them a refund or you've offered them an exchange and they just don't want to accept that. They just want to make a big noise about it. They just want everyone to see how upset they are and how pissed off they are, and they want to feel powerful, that they can control and destroy your business, which they, you know, sometimes they threaten to do. It's just bull. It's not going to happen. Like I said, people are going to look at the balance of your reviews and see, you know, 99 people love this person and one person says it's the worst business in the world. You know, we've got to all point at that one and go, wonder where the problem is there. The other thing to do is keep it short. 15 paragraphs of angry venting or 15 paragraphs of detailed explanations just opens you up to having a long ongoing battle with whoever it is. So keep it short, keep it to the point, and keep it professional. So all of those things. We also want to make sure that you are respectful. Like if you're in the wrong, offer the person a resolution. But if you aren't in the wrong, point out what, you know, you've argued that your brow band is curved, but you purchased a curved brow band. We're sorry if you've changed your mind. Our returns policy is you can't have a refund for change of mind, but you can have a credit. If that's what you'd like to do, let us know. Otherwise, we're sorry you weren't satisfied with it. You know, because again, people can be really unreasonable sometimes. But make sure you take a step back and if you need to, ask somebody else, is this reasonable for this person to be upset about this? So respectful and firm. So I'll go back over them. Stay professional, stick to the point, keep it short, stay respectful, but firm. So don't apologize if you didn't do anything wrong. Don't open yourself up for anything that is not necessary. So don't explain, you know, I've had a hard time or my personal life's being really busy or I've got a big vet bill. Like that is not information that needs to be going in that kind of a public forum. And what I'm talking about here is responding to negative reviews in a public way. So you'll respond by posting back on the Google review or the Facebook review or whatever. Remember as well that there are so many screenshot warriors out there. Like for me, it's a massive pet hate of mine. I hate people taking screenshot of things and even worse of private messages and posting it everywhere for everyone to see. But the important thing to remember here is do not write anything that you aren't prepared for everyone to see, particularly in private messages. So you might have a private message conversation with an irate customer who's annoyed about something ridiculous that you think is ridiculous and you think they're being rude. Keep all of these things in mind. Stay professional, stick to the point, keep it short, be respectful and firm, and don't say anything that you aren't prepared for the entire world to see, because people like that tend to like to screenshot and just publicly blast people. So be really careful. Next thing you need to do is move on. Because you know what? Negative feedback is going to happen at some point, whether it's your fault or not. There's always going to be someone out there and it is what it is. It's often a reflection of them and not of you. And if you sit and sweat about it forever and ever and ever, you're never going to move anywhere. You're going to be crippled with fear. You're going to start worrying about what the next person's going to say. You might not market in case somebody buys something and then they're not happy with it. Or you might not release a new product. Like it's going to cripple you. So don't do it. Just move on. So deal with your negative feedback and then forget about it. If you start worrying about it for a month, it's just going to consume you. And people start, like I've actually seen business owners jump on a Zoom call with me and burst into tears because of someone left them negative feedback 3 months ago. Like it's time to move on. Negative feedback is, no matter how hurtful it is, just that. It's just a message. It's just one person's opinion. And their opinion of you isn't your business. It doesn't matter. Just learn to deal with it. Learn to let it go. Let's go with the Frozen theme and let it go. Don't sweat the trolls is the last message. You know, it's almost like there's professional trolls. And I see this sometimes in the business groups I'm in. And they say, oh, somebody left negative review. They've never used our business. And you might find it's your competitor's brother-in-law's cousins, nephews, whatever, that's just trying to, you know, stir the pot, or it's just a professional troll that someone is just sits around and just thinks, ha, this will be fun to upset this business. And what they don't realize is that, you know, you and I put our heart and soul into our business. We really care about what we are doing and what we are sharing, our product, our service. And it really hurts us to the core, especially those of you that are as sensitive as me. It hurts us to the core if someone doesn't love what we're doing. As human as that is, it's also a bit of a failing, because it means that we do then obsess about people that say negative things, or the trolls that, you know, that we don't even know why they're posting that sort of thing. We don't know who they are. There's no connections. For whatever reason, they have just decided to troll your page with really scathing feedback or a negative review or something like that. And all you need to do is just respond politely, saying what you need to, and then move on. You can respond and say, hey, we've looked you up and, you know, you are not a customer of ours. You've never used our business. If you have an issue with, you know, your product or service, we'd love to know what name you booked it under. Please let us know the invoice number or the order number or whatever, and we can have a look at it for you. But at the end of the day, that tends to be calling them out, and it also shows your audience that you are, that they're not actually a customer, and that you are approaching it in a professional manner. You're staying on point, you're keeping it short, all of those things. I'm going to repeat that over and over just to drill it into your minds. But at the end of the day, don't sweat it, because trolls are going to be trolls. You can block people from your page so that they can't make comments. So, you know, if you have someone that trolls the page, you can block them. The thing is trolls tend to, you know, post and disappear. So you're not really gaining anything by blocking them, because they probably weren't going to come back anyway. They've moved on to someone else. They've had their fun on your page and they've moved on to someone else, and they're probably not going to come back and say anything else. But just go back and say, we can't find your information in our system. I don't think you've used us. You might have us confused with someone else. If you've got a problem, please contact us. You know, however, whatever works for your business. Of course, it's really hard for me to come up with that when there's so many different kinds of businesses listening to this podcast. So, negative reviews, they are going to happen. You will find that in your life as a business owner, you're always going to come across people that have something to say. You know, I had an experience some years ago where somebody was in one of my programs and was having the time of her life, sending me messages saying how it was life-changing, saying how amazing it was, went from twiddling her thumbs to being completely flat out and starting to look like needing to hire someone. It was a home business making products. So, you know, had really good success in a really short amount of time. Fell behind with payments when asked to pay. Suddenly, everything went bad. Suddenly, I was the worst person in the universe. I had destroyed her life. I had destroyed her business, even though all of her other social media was saying the opposite. And, you know, at the time, it was pretty upsetting because some pretty nasty things were said. And whilst it wasn't said publicly, it was said to me in private messages. It was, you know, I've told you how sensitive I am. It still was quite hurtful. And it made me feel really bad to think that somebody had been that unhappy. What I had to do was take a step back, take a moment. And I did respond quickly where I shouldn't have. And I, you know, I will always think about that and remind myself now to take a breath before I respond to that kind of a message. But taking a step back and think, what was my part in this? Did I communicate everything properly? And if you feel like you didn't take a part in it, then you've just got to let it go. And recognize that sometimes in people's lives, they've got stuff going on and their perspective is a little bit twisted or it's a bit different to yours, and they're going to hit out at whoever is closest. And sometimes that's you, and it's nothing to do with you. It's all a reflection of them. It is what it is, and it's just something that we have to learn to grow a thick skin in business. It's a great asset. As I said before, it can be a superpower to be sensitive, because you can be sensitive to small things, you can recognize small things, but at the same time, it also means that You're also there's a weak spot. There's something that somebody can poke and, make it hurt, make us hurt. Whereas if we had that, I don't care about what anyone thinks, then, maybe life would be easier, and I often think that. So finding a balance between being sensitive so that you can still be human and have empathy for others, but then not letting things affect you. So building the resiliency that you need to be able to deal with the fact that not everyone around you is necessarily as thoughtful as you think you are, or as necessarily thoughtful about you and your business and what they say on social media, and they might just zap off a post in anger and not even think about the consequences. So, I hope there's been some valid information in here for you of how to deal with some negative feedback, particularly in the format of a review. But, if it's all done on a private message, this also applies to you. Just to keep it to the point, stay professional, keep it short, be respectful, be firm, and move on when you can. Deal with it and then move on. So hopefully that's helped you guys. I hope you never have to use this information, that all of your reviews are absolutely glowing and that you're a constant 5 out of 5 on both Google and Facebook. But I wish you all the very best in maintaining that. So I hope this has been helpful, and I will catch you guys again soon. See you later.